Greetings, greetings, greetings. Welcome to week two and the second work of the Spirit of Jambalaya Work Series. I am your host. I am your course coordinator and call coordinator, Leah Lewis Henderson of Solutions to Grow. So glad to have you here for this wonderful continuation of this learning experience and this transformational journey with the beloved and esteemed Yaye Louisa Teach. We have great for you today, and Yaye Louisa Teach certainly looks forward to bringing you another great teaching today. This is what you can look forward to in today's class. There are a few housekeeping matters that we just want to continue to clarify. At this point, you should be receiving emails from me as well as posts on the Facebook group. So let me just share that right now we have created a membership area, which is on Yaye's website. The membership area is password protected. So when you check your email address or when you check your email inbox, you have received an email invitation to set up your own unique and private password for the members area. This, again, is on Yaye's website. And in the members area, that's where you are able to access all of the weekly archives or class calls, as well as any additional resources that will be posted there. You also have access to your bonuses that are being released. Some have been activated already. So that is there. The next thing you should know is there is a Facebook group that we have created. The Facebook group is called the Spirit of Jambalaya Work Community. It is a secret group, so that means in terms of Facebook and how it's set up, your membership is secret, so it's not visible to the broader at large Facebook community of people all around the world. So your membership is secret there, as well as all of the postings and any messages and any communication that happens there. It's all secret and discreet. So I'm looking here at the Facebook group, and I see that a great majority of you have already entered into the Facebook group. You are members. You have been activated. However, if you encounter any concerns related to the membership area on Yaye's website, or if you have any concerns about the Facebook group, please send me an email at yayeluisateach@gmail.com, and I will gladly make certain you have what you need as a course participant and a member of Yaye's community. The other thing that you should know is we did mention homework last week. We'll have greater clarification around that when Yaye comes on to the call, but you can look forward to homework being posted in either of these areas so that you have access to that. And usually I'll send an email to remind you about that. Looking forward to next week for week three. For next week's call on next Saturday, you can anticipate that that call will be done via teleconference, just like we're doing by phone. However, if you have access to video, we will be using the same platform but with a video connection. That will be great because it's going to be more interactive, and you'll need to see some things that Yaye will be showing, and she'll be live streaming directly from her home so that you can see that. So just get yourself set up so that next week you have an internet access with video capacity so that you can view. Now, a few protocols. As we go forward into our call, again, the same thing, as we will be muting calls at different points so that Yaye can teach. When I open up for Q&A, I will be signaling transition with Q&A with the ringing of a bell. Also, when you ask your question during Q&A time, please keep your calls, or I should say, please keep your questions to 60 seconds and ask within a minute's time. Therefore, there's sufficient time for many people to ask questions and also for Yaye to answer you. I know there were a few hiccups with communication and technology last week, and as we've been proceeding, if you didn't know, Mercury is in retrograde. So we're just doing our best to be diligent and to get over any communication hiccups and to make sure there's a satisfactory experience. So thank you for your patience while Mercury is doing its thing. The other thing is, in your questioning, please remember to stay on topic. You're pressing star 6 to mute and to unmute your line. There's the ringing of the bell, and, of course, I will be moderating as well. Now, last but not least, before we begin, a few things to remind you. In week 1's class on last week, you received an intake questionnaire as part of your welcome packet. I have received a good many of your returned and completed welcome packet intake questionnaires for Yeye. I'm batching that information and forwarding it over to her. So if you have not yet completed your intake questionnaire, please get that done ASAP. The other thing I want you to also remember and know, you all are the first to receive this information. Yeye is teaching another master class. There was so much favorable and outstanding response to her master class that she did on spiritual house cleaning that she is doing a new master class. So go ahead and mark this. The class will be on Tuesday, May 4th. So we're talking Tuesday of this upcoming week. The class is at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And listen, the title of the class is Silk and Honey. Yes, Silk and Honey, Rituals and Charms for Love and Money. So if you love the Orisha Oshun, if you love, if you love money, you need to be on that master class. There is no cost for you. And again, this is one of the bonuses that you're receiving as a member of the Jambalaya Spirit Works community. So when we package the master class bonus for you, you will be receiving your own lifetime access to this master class teaching. However, if you'd like to be on the call live, that's an opportunity to ask specific questions related to that teaching. So with all of that, I'm reviewing my notes, making sure I've covered everything. The other thing I want you to know, too, is please begin your own process of looking forward to traveling to New Orleans for the summer solstice ritual that is happening in the month of June. Yeye and I are collaborating to continue the process of preparing for your arrival in New Orleans. You can look forward to additional information that will help you plan your travel and plan your logistics to the beautiful, great, mysterious, magical, mystical city of New Orleans that I very, very much love. But just go ahead and begin to see what is required for you to make your way to New Orleans for that gathering. Those postings, those updates about the New Orleans experience will be posted on the Facebook group. So that will be like the direct place where you can anticipate information, more awareness of what is happening. So with all of that said and all of that covered for today, I believe that we are ready to go ahead and get started. I'm checking my lines here. I see it looks like we have almost full participation today. Thank you for coming. And I'm going to ask Yeye to go ahead and get started. Yeye, are you here?
I'm here. Alafia, can you hear me? Alafia.
Alafia.
Now, how do I stay unmuted? Because the phone seems to mute when it feels like it.
I'm over here clicking some buttons here. And so at this point, everyone can press, unless you want to speak to everyone, Yeye, they can press star 6 to individually mute themselves.
Yes, please do that. Now, you know, we know that Mercury is retrograde, which means that Elegba is having a party, playing tricks with the phone, the computer, the car, all of those things that come under Mercury's jurisdiction. So we will have to be patient with the technology and also with ourselves. So as we begin, I'm just going to say, Ibashe Eshuoro. Ibashe to the master of the crossroads. Ibashe, Ibasheo to he who is the interpreter, the one who turns human language into that of deity. O Elegba, Emis Oshumi wa Fajimbola Fatumishe, coming before you on behalf of all of the people who are gathered here on this call. Elegba, we ask that you turn the trick in our favor. We ask that you hear us clearly, interpret correctly, and carry our messages to the ears of the Orishas and all the positive forces in the world. Elegba, Eshuodada, Eshuoro, you who are voice of the universe, hear us, hear us, hear us. Ashe. Yeah, I want to see if I can get him to do, you know, so I have a special relationship with Elegba. A lot of people are afraid of him, but he's my best boyfriend, one of my best boyfriends. Him and Oshun get along very, very well through mutual trickery with each other. And I'm remembering a time way back, it must have been 1982, when I was invited to take care of the ancestors at a ritual on the island of Maui. I was in a car leaving the airport, and the only instructions that I had received from the people was, get on this road and come to the cabin. Well, I came to a point where there was a fork in the road, and the instructions had not said go to the left or to the right. From what I could see, if I went to the left, I could end up in the ocean. If I went to the right, I could end up getting lost in the mountains, and I did not know where I was going. So I just sat there for a minute, and I started singing, Eshuo Elegba Dae, Eshuo Elegba Dae, Elegba Damo Fori Bale, Elegba Go. You know, saying, Elegba, I'm saluting you. I bend my knees for you. I'm a Fori Bale. What's happening? Would you believe the wind started blowing, and these big leaves blew aside, and there was a hand-painted sign stuck in the ground that said, both roads lead to the center of town. Both roads lead to the center of town. And so one of the things that I have learned to do when I'm in a position where I have to make a decision, and it seems to me that I have six in one hand and half dozen in the other, I take a moment and I ask Elegba to put me to, I say to Elegba, I'm sitting in the crossroads not knowing whether I should go to the left or to the right, but please put me in a place where both roads lead to the center of town. No matter what decision I make, please turn the trick in my favor so that I arrive at a good place. And this is a thought that we really need to entertain as we begin to dance with the effects of Mercury retrograde. The important thing about Mercury retrograde is the prefix R-E. It is time to rethink, rearrange, return, remember, recycle, again. This is a good time to go over unfinished projects, things that you didn't complete and put aside, this is a good time to review what your plans have been to return to places that were important to you, to, you know, recycle materials that may be laying around, to remember things from other times in your life, and especially to remember the gifts and the deeds of your ancestors. Consider the prefix R-E. Consider the prefix R-E and ask Alegba to let you always return to the center of the tray so that you can receive blessings coming in from every direction. Phew, I want to invite you to take a deep breath and gently close your eyes and relax down into your body and feel yourself sitting there. Feel your feet pressing against the floor and your seat on the chair. Feel the air in the room making contact with the hair on your body. Feel it touching your skin, seeping into your pores, flowing through the blood in your veins, lengthening and strengthening your muscles. Feel that air relaxing your nerves, cleansing your internal organs, and polishing your bones from toe to head. And take a deep breath and feel the energy of the heavens above you. Allow your awareness to go beyond the roof, out into the atmosphere. Feel the wind in the trees. See the waters moving. Inhale the air as you rise up, rise up. Go beyond the clouds and penetrate the blue of the sky. Continue to travel out past the stars and the planets until you reach the soft, warm darkness of deep, deep space. And there you see that speck of light, that stardust, that star that explodes, sprinkling stardust through the deep blue of space, coming down past the planets and the stars, penetrating the light blue of the sky and refreshing the clouds. Let that stardust fall down on the wind, dust the treetops, and continue to fall through the roof, showering you, dripping off air, rolling down your nose. Taste the starlight on your lips. Let it run down your chin and all down your body from head to toe to be absorbed by you. Feel the reality of the ancestors' bodies beneath your feet and their spirits above your head. And draw that energy up from the earth and down from the sky and let it meet in your heart. Feel it moving up your chest, into your shoulders, Let it flow into your upper arm, your elbow, your lower arm, your wrists, your hands, and your fingers. And extend your arms out in front of you, and then open up your arms, and feel this energy permeating the room where you are sitting, permeating the building that you are sitting in, permeating the neighborhood where you are located, permeating the city, the place that you live in. See that energy emanating from you, touching your state, your region, your country, your hemisphere, your globe, our home planet, Earth. And reach around the Earth and bring back to you all the power of this our planet, all the power of nature, all the power of the deities and of the ancestors, and allow that power to cleanse every part of you as you connect to all that is. Take a deep breath and let it out slowly. Take another deep breath and let it out slowly. And on the third deep breath, open your eyes. Now, yeah, I'm wondering if there is a way. I'd like to know, maybe there's a way that we can assess how many of the people who are here now were present in the master class that I did on spiritual cleansing.
Okay. We can just do a roll call.
Yeah, if they can press one or something, just so I know how many people, you know, the main thing I'm trying to find out is, do I need to repeat material from that call, or can I go forward from where we were?
Okay. Let me change over. Okay, so this is our question. If you did attend Yeye's master class on spiritual house cleaning, press 1 now. Okay, right now, Yeye, I'm seeing that there is one person who attended. Yeye? Okay, so Yeye.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing that two people pressed that they attended that session, only two.
Okay. All right, so then I'll go forward, and they'll just hear some of the same material again. Okay, good people. We always want to take advantage of the natural energies that are in force. And because we have Mercury retrograde, with the RE prefix being most important, I am going to review and restate some of the material from the masterclass on spiritual cleansing that we did for spring. So for the few people who were present for that, know that you will get a reinforcement of some of the material that was covered there. But most importantly, because Mercury is retrograde, I'm going to ask you to take a moment right now and look around your room. If you are on a portable phone, I'm going to ask you to pick up that phone and walk through the rooms of your house. Take a little walk and take a look at how the house looks to you, how it feels to you. And I want you to ask yourself if there would be any advantage to rearranging things. There be any advantage to rearranging things? I want you to ask the question, are there things that you should recycle, resell, remove, reuse? Now, I know that that could be a big job for some of us, but this is the opportunity with Mercury retrograde to remember and rearrange and reconstruct. So if you are perfectly fine with the way everything is in the house right now, then you can relax for a few minutes while I talk to the people who have identified things that need to be restructured. And then we'll go forward. This is a great time to declutter, for example. Okay? This is a great time to go into your drawers. I know I have what I call a catch-all drawer. It's a drawer that has everything in it that I don't know where else it belongs. Okay? This is a good time to go through the catch-all drawer if you have one, or the catch-all box if you have one, or wherever it is that you have created chaos. Elegba is the lord of chaos. What appears to be disorder has an order inherent in it when we shift our perspective about it. So if you have a chaos drawer like I do, this is a good time to go through it and find out all these pieces of ribbon that I've been saving. What am I going to do with them? How will I repurpose them? Review all those papers sitting on your desk. Is there a way to scan them in or refile them so that they make much more sense? This is a wonderful, wonderful time to go through the refrigerator. Oh, my goodness. If something is sitting in the refrigerator decaying, or something is in the freezer gathering frostbite, this is a good time to remove it. This is a good time to restock the cabinet. Go through it. Find that stuff that's been sitting there that is now outdated. no longer suitable to be eaten. Okay? And, you know, sometimes with materials that have gone past their expiration date, one of the good things to do with that stuff often is to put it all in a bowl. Okay? Put your hand, your left hand in it, stir it around, especially if it's grains and stuff, and say a prayer asking that the energy of this substance be used to remove negativity from your aura, and then take hands full of it and scrub yourself with it. Sometimes I take a sheet or a towel and lay it on the floor and grab up the outdated grains and stuff like that, say a prayer in it, put my hand in it, and start with my head and rub it on my body, brushing it off, brushing it off, brushing it off, brushing it off, as if you are scrubbing your aura. This is, while you're doing this, this is a time to review and let go of feelings that you may be holding on to that you no longer need. What falls from this scrubbing can go in the compost, can be laid at the foot of a tree, can be taken away and scattered somewhere where the birds will come and eat it. But you can indulge in natural magic, natural processes. This is a time to go through your closet, and this becomes very, very important because it's time for you to review, do I really wear this? Am I still the person who bought this? Do I want to look and feel differently? If that is so, you can recycle stuff to any number of organizations that will see to it that people who are less fortunate than you will get that stuff. But the important question is it time for you to refresh your look and your outlook? The closet is a very, very, very important place, as is the basement. Are you holding on to a lot of memories with the stuff that's in the basement? Take a good look and remember why you valued it in the first place and ask if you still do. It's quite a bit. It may take time to undo it, but we have quite a few weeks under the influence of Mercury retrograde, and these are beautiful, beautiful ways to use that energy. Now, what is interesting to me, I don't know how many of you have herbs in your garden. If you have rosemary, heather, basil, sage, you can buy sage sticks, sticks of white sage. You can get dried rosemary. Get yourself some charcoals. Or get yourself a good smudge stick. Light it up and walk through the house, making sure that smoke gets in every corner of every room. This is to remove the influence of the thought forms that have gathered there. You know, the things that we say, think, and feel bounce around in the space that we are in and sometimes lingers in the corners. You know, If you've ever walked into a room and felt uncomfortable but did not know why, and then found out later that people had been arguing in there, or if you've ever walked into a place and for reasons you couldn't name, being there just felt so wonderful. That has to do with the energies, the capsules of energy that other people, or maybe you yourself, have put in that space. So as you're walking around looking at what might be recycled, also allow yourself to remember, when that chair was sitting in that corner, what happened when you sat in that chair? Is that where you go when you're exhausted and want to relax? Or is that where you go when you want to escape dealing with other people in the family? Review your relationship to that and smudge it. Make it fresh. Go through every room and smudge. Fill the room with smoke. And then open the windows and let those energies out. You know, I'm being reminded now of something that that I was given, it must have been late 70s, yeah. I was in an apartment that I thought was far too small for me, because I'm one of them people who likes to be able to walk from one room to the next, and I love a big kitchen and a luxurious bathroom, and the dining room is my favorite room of the house because it ends up being an office, an art room, you know, a very, very social place where I do fabric art and whole rehearsals and everything, you know, my dining room. When I have a dining room, I'm very, very happy. But I was cramped in a studio apartment, which was driving me crazy. And when I went for divination to ask about, you know, my next move, I was told a very interesting thing that you might want to try. If you are wanting to move to a radically different situation, you want to get out of a studio apartment into a three-bedroom house, you want to get out of a high-rise into a single-family home, you want to get out of the city into the country, you know, if you want to make a major change in your living situation, what the priest told me was rearrange the furniture in the house. Get used to it. As soon as you get used to it, rearrange it again and use it that way until it feels cramped for you, and then rearrange the house a third time. After that, you will move. And he was absolutely right. He was absolutely right. I've done it more than once. And here's what I came to realize. I used to come in from work, throw my possessions down, and I sat down at a chair that had me looking at my bed. But then I moved that chair so that when I came in and sat down, I was looking at my desk. The next time that I rearranged that room, that chair was situated so that I was looking at my kitchen. And the last time that I rearranged that room, I was looking at my front door, and then I was on my way out. You know, there's the art of feng shui and intuitive decorating that shows us how we live in the place that we live. Where your furniture is, how much stuff there is, and what the thought forms are in the house shape your thoughts and feelings. It can be a point of focus that helps you to get something done, or it can be a great distraction, you know. So you might want to experiment maybe with just one piece, with your favorite chair. What happens in your consciousness if you move it so that you are sitting in a different, looking in a different direction? Under this Mercury retrograde, things like this is a good use of the energy that is in force. You know, all those bits and pieces that you wrote, those things in the computer that are unfinished, maybe that you haven't addressed in a long time, review them. Review them and see what your own Ori has been trying to tell you. For people who are writers, when I counsel, when I consult with writers, one of the things that I tell people is get yourself a very, very expensive waste can, okay, a waste receptacle. Get yourself one of them, a box of those perfumed garbage bags, and line it with it. Nothing goes in there that is torn, balled up, wet, or anything other than paper. Okay, and this, here's what's different. You can put something in the trash on your computer, and until you empty the trash, you can at any time retrieve it. But in the exercise that I give people, you write something, you print it out, you look at it, and you decide, oh, this is trash. Oh, this is not worth anything, honey. And you just take that whole sheet of paper and throw it in your special trash bin. Don't put anything wet in there. Don't tear anything up. Don't ball anything up. Only whole pieces of paper of what you have written and printed goes in there. And then, in a few months, go in that trash and pull all of that stuff out and reread it. And you will see that with a little bit of cut and paste, there is a story that has been trying to reveal itself to you in fragments. This is a real phenomena that has to do with the way our consciousness responds to planetary energies. So I'm inviting you to take a look at, have a feel at positive ways of relating to this Mercury retrograde. So we're now considering our environment. We're going around the room smudging, opening the windows and letting the wind blow out the thoughts and the feelings that we no longer want. You can take a deep breath and just let it lay for a minute. Let that energy lay there. Okay. And now you're going to return. Turn the energy around. Ask Alegba to turn the trick in your favor. And this is where our wonderful herbs and plant sprayer come into play. There are as many uses for various herbs as there are herbs in the earth. Okay? So I always try to figure out the easiest ones, the most intuitive ones, the most economical ones, the ones that are easiest and most beneficial. As I've said before, basil is a plant like sage that really loves us. So you can, you know, put some water on the boil, throw a handful of basil, even just the basil stems. If you've been cooking the leaves, you know, you can put the basil stems in water and just let the steam of that go through the house. One of the very powerful things that I've experimented with and found to be very, very effective is to boil up some basil, a large quantity of it, let it cool, and drop a sizable piece of amethyst into the water. Allow the amethyst to infuse that water with its purple vibration. And then you can take that water, put it in a plant, one of those spray bottles, and spray every corner of the room. In doing this, you will be bringing together heightened intuition, which the basil heightens your intuition, and a heightened intellect, which the amethyst heightens your intellect, and spray that all around the house. Breathe it in. Pay attention to your thoughts and your feelings when you have charged the atmosphere in this way. Another way to charge the atmosphere that I love to do, especially, you know, have you ever, I don't know how many of you may be in a in an office where other people's thoughts, etc., are chaotic, and you want peace, or you want order, or you want progress, and you have some good ideas about how this can come about, but you are not in a position to speak on it, or, you know, too many people need to vote on it, you'll probably be killed at the table. One of the things that you can do is get the job of watering the plants in the office. If you sit down with water and concentrate the thoughts of the things that you want to see manifested, and then you water the plants in the office, natural magic will come into effect. We know that plants take on carbon dioxide, which we are breathing out. Having a lot of plants around cleans the air because the plants emit oxygen. They take in the poison and they give us fresh air. Now, if you have sat down and infused the water with your thoughts, and you water the plants, that water will be sending your energy out to permeate the space. If there's a lot of disharmony in your home, fill the house with houseplants and water it with your prayers and your invocations. And people, this relationship that we have to water has been scientifically proven, okay? Dr. Matsuda Emoto, E-M-O-T-O, has a book called, he passed recently, has a book called Messages from Water. And what Dr. Emoto did was he tested under microscopic conditions what molecules of water look like when we pray with water, when we send positive thoughts with water, versus what they look like when we are angry in the presence of water. He shows you the difference. Every spiritual tradition in the world honors natural bodies of water, has rituals of cleansing and empowerment involving water. So you need to know that when you spray your house with a solution of water and herbs, that it's not just an emotional act. It is an emotional act that is interacting with a natural, organic process. It will make a difference. You will be able to feel this. And there are so many ways to empower the energy in a building. There's smudging. There is sweeping. There is playing music, you know, beautiful music in the house. I know some people who have the Eternal Loop on their tape player and run the sound of chanting, an undertone of chanting 24/7 in the house. If you have some subliminal music that calms and soothes, you might want to initially, you know, if there's a room that you've needed to work on to improve the energy, smudge it, spray it, light a candle, put it in the middle of the floor, and loop some subliminal music, some music with subliminal messages in that room until that energy changes. All of these things work because you are moving spiritual electromagnetic energy. Take a deep breath and consider the colors. Are you letting enough light in when you need it? Are you creating a cozy, soft darkness at night? Really, really feel what is going on in the environment inside the building. Because we're about to step outside. We are about to step outside. Depending upon your circumstances, if you are on your own land, there are so many things you can do. You can plant trees all around. You can grow herbs. You can do all kinds of things to create a beautiful atmosphere. You know, when I was in California, any time I moved to a new place or anywhere that I was, I'd have what I called a wild place. You know, everywhere else might have herbs and vegetables and fruit and so on and so forth. But I kept what I considered to be a wild place. And in that wild place, I would improve the soil and then get a California wildflower scatter. And I think every area has wildflower scatters related to that area. And the combination that I had were designed, the mix was designed to attract hummingbirds, butterflies, and bees. So magically, you know, this section of the yard that would have been unsightly, with just a little bit of soil, a little bit of seed, and a little bit of care, I could create a little jungle, a little paradise in a part of my backyard. If your yard is fenced in, and if you happen to be blessed enough to have a wooden privacy fence, you can do so many things to enhance the psychic energy in your yard simply by putting up images of different symbols on your fence. You can invoke the four directions by having a symbol on the fence in every direction. I've seen people put images of the Chinese writing symbol for happiness. We have the Adinkra symbols that mean various things. And, you know, these days you can get fabric with the Adinkra symbols on them and make your curtains so that your curtains, your tablecloth, your bedspread, all of these things can be sanctified. You can be in that atmosphere. Now, of course, if you are someone who does not have a yard, let's say you live in an apartment where all you have is a patio, or maybe, if you're lucky, a big picture window, there are a number of plants that you can grow inside your apartment or on your patio that are also spiritually beneficial. English ivy, Kuan Yin's bamboo.
It's 15 hours.
My favorite, the Tasson peace lily, the plant known as the wandering Jew. Begonias. All of the herbs. The more plants you have around you in this apartment, the more it will feel like sacred space. You can go to Walgreens and buy a small water fountain so that you can emulate the feeling of having the blessings of nature surrounding you. Failing that, even if you are landlocked in a cubicle, it's been shown that looking at images of nature is better. The closer you get to a walk in nature, the healthier you will be, the better you will feel. You can get these images on YouTube, I know. You can put up calendars with beautiful sunsets and waterfalls and things like that. But what is really, really important is that you be in an atmosphere that makes you feel like you are between heaven and earth. Now, some of us live in a neighborhood where there is great disturbance. Oh, my goodness. Some of us can barely go out the door without encountering negativity. The more you are fortified inside, the easier it will be for you to be fortified outside. But if you live in a city where, you know,
waste management does not do its job, or if you are located
near a structure where very troubled people are gathering, one of the things that you can do, and this shows up in folklore so much, is you can actually just carry a bag of salt in your pocket that you have prayed into, asking salt to remember its power to cleanse, and make the habit, check this out, make the habit of carrying it in your pocket and throwing salt in front of you as you walk down the street. You know, most of the time, people think of throwing salt over your shoulder or behind you to keep negativity, to tell negativity to get back. You can also salt the path in front of you to make sure that it cleanses where you are going. I want to say that again. There are so many ways. I've known older women who mop their home with certain formulas and then pour the water down the front steps so that it rolls out into the street. And the message there is, negativity, don't come in my house. I'm cleaning the street. I used to see older women with a broom and mop water sweeping the sidewalk, cleansing the sidewalk with bluing water to keep cleanliness and peace where they lived. There are so many more. Of course, the best course of action is if you have a neighborhood organization or a group of people on the block who are dedicated to keeping the area spiritually clean. One of the things I'm very, very happy about is that in the past 15 years, I have seen an increase in roadside shrines. If there's an accident somewhere, somebody dies somewhere, or there is violence somewhere, and people come and do makeshift altars where they have pictures of the people, they have candles, they have flowers, and they have gifts. This is not just symbolic. It is good symbolism, but know that those flowers absorb the negativity of the area. And when those flowers decay, it returns it to the earth to become compost. Those candles, the fire from those candles, help to clear the atmosphere of that place. And very, very, very important, the images of the people who were injured or who died there reminds us that we are human beings living together in this inner city village. Living together in this inner city village. Everybody take a deep breath. Because now we're going to expand out even further. Now we're talking about our state, our country, our hemisphere, our globe. The one thing I would like for you to take away from today is understanding that we live in an age of ecology. The prefix
E-C-O, eco. Eco means home. Home economics. Ecology. Eco-spiritual. Eco-psychology. Eco. Eco means home. This planet is our home. So we have to extend our thinking so that just as you are going to walk around your house and think about what needs to be repurposed, recycled, or removed, I would ask you to consider the same thing for our home planet, Earth. Can you, as an extension of cleaning your living room, can you go outside and salt your path, asking that negative influences in the neighborhood be cleared, and when you arrive at the local park, pick up the trash and put it in the recycle bin as an extension of the cleansing that you are doing in your own home? Can you consider that the grain that grew old in your cabinet that you used to clean yourself with, can you tune into that child in another country who is starving, who would have been grateful to eat that grain and then find a way to contribute to that child receiving food? We know that directly or indirectly, we are all interconnected. Everything is connected to everything else. And so when you walk in the room and you realize that you have to smudge, and those thought forms are going to go out on the air, they will vibrate out just the way dropping a pebble in water creates waves that go out across the lake. I ask you to remember that the energy of the earth is coming up through you, and that of the sky is coming down to you, and it runs through your heart, across your shoulders, out your arms, to the end of your fingers, so that you have power running through you that allows you to clean and rearrange everything around you. Everything around you. Everything. I think that we probably need to have some questions now, yes?
Talk to me. Hello? No takers? Wow. Okay, let me change the discussion then. Since nobody here, I know people get mad at me sometimes when I talk about having to spiritually clean your house before you do work, but it's very, very necessary.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes, there are actually questions here, so I'm getting this technology to cooperate with me now. So we can hear from people.
Okay, good.
All right. So let's see. Let me try here. 9002, caller 9002.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How are you?
Hey, I'm glad to talk to you. It has taken me 3 meetings already.
Well, the technology is playing with us.
Oh, yeah, on my end, too.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering about when I cleansed my house and with the saging.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I really felt a difference after that.
Right.
We have always here tried to create an environment, especially with music. We have some good spiritual music that's easy to listen to, and it's running most of the time.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
It is. I think what my question is, I'm going to try and be concise here.
Okay.
It feels good most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that when I went around and cleared the house that I started thinking of emotions that I had had about instances, maybe family situations or whatever. It was not particularly bad. It was just that it had been worrisome and so forth and so on, and those energies seemed to be in corners.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm wondering if, so once a week probably feels good to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering about the next time that I sage, which is tomorrow, will be 1 week. If it should be very as intense as it was the first time. It seemed like the first time I was cleaning out everything from years.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so I'm wondering about this second time and,
You know what I think? What I do, I totally understand. Believe me, a couple of days ago, I blew this place out with copal. I mean, ooh. When I burn copal, it's like get ready for a major, major change, okay? And I really had to do that. But what may work for you, you know, you did a massive saging, a cleansing. Now,
uh-huh.
Your next saging, try adding an herb that will bring in something else that you want. Like if you felt a little bit melancholy, you know, try burning, in addition to the sage, burning a little bit of a bay leaf, which tends to heighten your awareness and also bring laughter, or add some rosemary to it for even clearer thinking, or some dried rosebuds to bring in, you know, more domestic harmony. I think that we are always aware of when a massive blowout is needed. I mean, I've had times,
mm-hmm.
I filled a whole pot with herbs and had so much smoke in the house that I had to open every window, every door, and you know, pop the atmosphere. But once you do that, it's as if you now have a clean slate. You now have a blank canvas covered in gesso that you can put whatever you want in there. And I hear you saying what is interesting with this Mercury RE, review those emotions that mm-hmm. came up with that cleansing. And the good thing about emotion is it inspires us to move, to take some action. So assess mm-hmm. what those feelings are and feel out what actions you can take that use that energy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I will do that.
Yeah,
this is wonderful.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear from you.
Yes, it's good to connect again. I have missed you.
It's good to be missed, baby. It is.
I've been in academia for a year, and I'm telling you, I lost myself there, and I had to stop. I can't
do
it.
Yeah, you got to escape, baby. You got to have a rest from it.
Woo.
It overworks a certain part of the brain.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. I'm going to give somebody else a chance here.
Okay, baby.
Okay. Our next caller, 7891.
Greetings. Hi. I was curious, Yeyetish, would you mind repeating the name of that book you mentioned about the water?
Oh, yes. It's called Messages from Water. The author is Matsuro, M-A-T-S-U-R-O. His last name is Emoto, E-M-O-T-O. And let me tell you something. Baba, I'm calling him Father Emoto because his work was spectacular, okay? I've been a student of subtle energies since the 60s, but what Dr. Emoto did, you can actually go online and get his Messages from Water. You can get his Messages from Water card deck where he has pictures of the microscopic drops of water and how this is the way this one looks when we concentrate on love. This is the way this one looks when we concentrate on fear. This is the way this one looks so that you actually get to see the change in the water molecules. The other thing that he did at one time that I really experimented with, because, you know, I'm always a little skeptical of, you know, I have to test things, especially if it seems kind of commercial. But at one point, he had these, what do you call them, you know, transparencies. It's like these stickers that had a word on it, like the word prosperity, trust, compassion, etc. And the instruction was to take plain water in a bottle, in a glass bottle, and put this name on the bottle and then sit it where it could be hit by sunlight. And I actually found, that I experimented a lot with the combination of opportunity, creativity, and prosperity. So I had treated water with sunlight with those words on it, with his special stickers. And at times I would mix those. You know, I'm a mixologist. It's a good thing I do it with herb water instead of liquor. And I would mix those waters in different combinations and use them to spray or to wash my hair or to rub down things in my house. And I really did feel an effect. You know, using the opportunity water did seem to bring more opportunities. So, yeah, look for Dr. Emoto. He has some wonderful things. I used to pull out a card and meditate on whatever card came out, and they're beautiful.
They're really beautiful.
Thank you so much, and I'm happy to be able to learn from you again.
You're welcome.
Okay, Yaye, we're moving on. Kim?
Hello?
Yes, Kim is the next caller. Kim? I'm not sure what's happening.
Is that Kim trying to play shy?
Right. Let me try this again. Kim, can you hear?
It must be the technology.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, we're going to go on to the next person, Irene. Irene?
I'm here. Sorry, I had my phone on mute, just in case. I didn't want to make any noise. Can you hear me now?
Yes, baby. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I wanted to ask you about the herb waters that you had talked about, basil.
Mm-hmm.
And I am just moving in, like literally moving into a new place. And mm-hmm. a person who lived here before was extraordinarily paranoid. He used to keep all the windows covered. I had to come in and remove coverings from windows. And I thought, this is like kind of beyond the normal person.
Yeah.
And so I thought, I'm going to ask you about that. You said you use copal. I have everything I need pretty much, but what would you recommend to just clear this energy and make it nice and beautiful?
They got dark curtains up at the window?
They did. I mean, even the windows and the doors, you know, like the fancy pretty windows.
No, take all of that down. You know, take all of that down and run through that house a couple of times with copal. Making sure that I would say do copal around all the windows and the doors and all the corners. Spray some salt water, and then come back with sage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and smudge again, and then when you let that settle, spray with some rosemary tea.
Okay.
And then clear that, you know, that's clear, 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 clear. Now, for some reason, and you'll be able to tell me if this makes sense to you, but what I'm being told is to tell you to get one of those, what kind of lamp is it? You know, what I'm seeing is that you need to get a bright yellow light bulb and put it in a lamp, and in each room plug the lamp in and shine bright yellow light around each room. Go to the next room, shine bright yellow light in each room. And then see if you can leave whichever room feels like it needs the most work. Leave that yellow light on overnight for one night while you contemplate what color curtains, et cetera, go up on those windows. It seems to be all about you're a bright spirit. You ain't got no business in darkness like that.
That's right.
Yeah. No. I'm seeing bright yellows and what I call peacock blue and spring green and a bit of purple somewhere. What are your favorite colors?
What's interesting is that I just painted my office bedroom peacock blue.
Woo!
we're on the same wavelength, Chief.
Right. Right on. Yeah, you on your way up, baby. Whatever those other people were suffering, I would almost venture to say that the house has attracted you to it because it wants to be lifted.
Oh, good. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, people, you know, unfortunately, this culture only talks about the desires of a house when it's haunted. Okay, we've popularized that. But what I know is that, you know, my house that I used to have on 57th Street, a classic craftsman cottage that I absolutely loved, I laid up in that house and I dreamed certain things that I would do in certain rooms. And when I had to sell the house, I sold it to some very nice local people who I had not known before they bought the house, but it turns out we went to the same farmer's market and so on and so forth. And I swear to you, without saying a word to her, the new owner would call me and say, "Oh, Tish, come over. I want to show you what I did to the house." And what she, the things that she have done to the house are the same things that I laid up in that house and dreamed that I was going to do.
Oh, I love it.
So that tells me the spirit of the house talked to me, and the spirit of the house talked to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I do see you came there to brighten it. You definitely came there to brighten it, honey.
Oh, good. And I hope I do it justice.
Oh yeah. Any. Once you do those two clearings, it'll be real clear to you what to do.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yay! I'm seeing that there are three more people with questions.
Okay.
All right. The next person, 3207.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Yay.
Hi.
My name's Natirza. I have a question about smudging.
Mm-hmm.
This would be the first time that my wife and I would smudge our house.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to know if you had any advice or suggestion about where to first buy a smudge stick. We live in Vallejo, California, in the Bay Area, and
mm-hmm.
then also the process of going through the house and smudging it.
Okay, so, you know, you're not near, what's your nearest big city?
Nearest big city would be San Francisco, Oakland.
Okay, and is it difficult for you to get there?
No.
No. Okay, so my first recommendation would be go over to the Sacred Well, which is on Grand Avenue, and it's a beautiful, beautiful shop, and you walk in there and say, Yay, Tish told me to come here and get my smudging materials.
Okay.
And they will show you the finest sage smudge sticks. They will let you know what other kinds of incenses they have there. There's a wonderful selection. I can warn you to please pay your rent before you go over there, because you'll be tempted by the books and the tarot cards and the sacred jewelry and the oils and the herbs and all of that. So,
okay.
You know, you have to go in there and tell them that I sent you for your cleansing materials, and then you have to control yourself.
Okay,
you have to control yourself. If for any reason you would not be able to get over there or you needed to have stuff delivered to you, there's a surprisingly amount of good stuff, actually, available on Amazon.com. You can get good smudge stick.
some of the same companies that are addressing the places you could get Amazon.com. There's another place in Florida, Yeye's Botanica. The sister who owns that is very, very reliable. But if you can get to Oakland, I do recommend that you go by the Sacred Well just for the experience of walking in there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, and have you and your partner get two sticks at least so that you all can do it jointly, starting at the back of the house, right, hitting all the corners and going to the front of the house and opening the front door and letting all of that out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The next person is Kim.
Kim?
And we've been having challenges. Kim has been trying for quite some time here. Kim, press star 6. Wow. I don't know. It doesn't seem to be working.
Yeah, it's happening.
Okay, let's see. Then I'm going to call on Mar to press star 6, M-A-U-R. Petrarelli, Mar Petrarelli. Okay, yay, yay, I'm going to keep moving.
Okay, baby.
All right. Last digit 3207. Press star 6, 3207. 3207. Okay, great.
I think that was my number, but I, yeah.
Yes. Go ahead, please.
I already asked my question about the pageant.
Oh, okay. Okay,
thank
great.
You.
We'll keep going.
So, you know,
mm-hmm.
what
Hi,
I've...
can anybody hear me?
Hello?
Hello, can somebody hear me?
I hear you.
Oh, hey, I'm in. This is Kim.
Hi,
yes,
Kim.
All right.
You've been having technical issues, huh?
Apparently that is the case. I'm glad to be here now.
Okay. What's happening, Kim?
All right. So I've got two quick questions for you. One is pertaining to my house, and one is pertaining to my dance studio.
Mm-hmm.
Let me start with the house. I live with four other adults. We do what we pitching together so we can have a place to live, basically. So
mm-hmm.
I'm in a space where I wouldn't call it my house. I don't feel unwelcome in any way, but the majority of the stuff in the house belongs to the other folks who live here.
Mm-hmm.
I do, want to do something to move the energy. I'm just wondering if you have any suggestions for, I have a small space in the house. What I can do, because there are some common areas and stuff that we share.
Okay, are there plants in the common areas?
No.
No, no.
Nope.
What about the stove? Can you, if you were to put on a pot of basil tea and just let it steam the house, would that be
That would work out.
You could do that?
Yep.
You could do that? Okay, that's one of the things that I would recommend, because then the steam would permeate the house and then maybe some of your other roommates will start to want to actively change the energy. Now, the
right.
room that you have mm-hmm. autonomy in your room?
Can you say that one more time?
The room, in your room, do you have autonomy in your
yes.
room?
Well, okay. myself and my boyfriend, so.
Okay, so then you can do all kinds of, you know, smudging and spraying and planting and stuff in your room, but I would also recommend that the same herbs that you clean the room in, that you make a solution for you and him to bathe in so
mm-hmm.
that the same cleansing energy is in your aura.
Okay. Okay.
Mhm. Now, what about your studio? Where you have a dance studio?
I do. I have a dance studio that's at another location.
Mm-hmm.
And good news is, I have a great community there. That it's great energy. People feel it when they walk through the door. But sometimes folks who are not necessarily of the same energy walk through the door.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I just had one of our members who we really tried to make space for, but she really had a hard time dropping the shield, let's say, that
mm-hmm.
she walked in with. And I kind of had to enforce some things because she wasn't, it was a little damaging, the things she was doing. So that just recently happened in the past couple of days. And I just want to, I want to wish her well and not, you know, sending nothing bad in her direction, but I just feel like I need to clean the space so that we're all back where we need
mm-hmm.
to be.
Now, you know, the good thing about a dance studio is that it is receptive to music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so just now when you were talking, what I saw was you have a, do you have a stainless steel frying pan?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because what I saw was you walking through the place with your stainless steel frying pan banging on it as you walked around the perimeter of the studio and just
mm-hmm.
around and walking around and walking around, banging on that, making a clanging, clearing sound.
Okay.
Opening the doors and windows, and then playing your most wonderful music in there for a couple of hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We have live drumming on a regular basis, so that'll do the thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. Drumming will lift the vibration every time.
Excellent.
Yeah, no. Yes, that makes sense.
All right, thank you, Yaya.
Okay, baby.
Okay, wonderful. At this point, we have gone beyond 3:30.
Yes.
We are going to take the final two callers, if we may, Yaya.
Yes.
Okay, the next caller, please press *6. Your number is 2243. Hello? Okay, that person dropped, so now we're back to Mar.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Mar. How are you?
Hi, it's Maureen, actually. I'm good,
oh,
thank you.
Oh, Maureen, okay. Hi, baby, how you doing?
I'm great, Yaya. How are you?
I'm sitting here. In the window, there's thunder and lightning outside, so our father is at work.
Uh-huh. Well, it's a spring day here in California.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to ask if you had any ideas of how we could extend our home's happy bubble out to the street to mute the noise, because our street's gotten increasingly noisy.
Ooh,
and that we can keep our peace bubble.
God, I know what you mean. That the noise in this neighborhood sometimes drives me to the back room because.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because my neighbors honk horns. They don't call
yes.
each other. They honk horns all the time. time.
Why don't they just use their cell phones and call each other?
I know. It's incredible. It is incredible. You know, test this and see if it works for you. You know the symbol for the planet Neptune?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Try, get some 3x5 cards and put the number 7 in 4 corners of the card with the symbol for Neptune in the center and tack it up on your window in the direction of where the noise is coming from so that in my case, the people next door, if I did this, when they pass by, they would feel the influence of that Neptune. You know, Neptune is in Pisces right now, and that is a very soothing, dreamy, sleepy kind of energy. And I was just remembering years ago when I lived upstairs from some people whose main means of communicating with each other in the morning was to yell and scream at the top of their lungs to the point where I couldn't sleep. And so I was doing some experimenting with the power of numbers. Excuse me, and I stumbled upon this business of Neptune and 7. And so as an experiment, I made those 3x5 cards and put them on the floor so that the Neptune energy was sinking through the floor going downstairs. And it was so funny because there was no noise that night. I woke up at something like 10. I ran through the house. I lifted the cards. And the people downstairs immediately started yelling and screaming and accusing each other of oversleeping.
Wow.
Yeah, experiment with it and see if things can get a little quieter.
Okay. That's a great idea. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll report back.
Yeah, let me know.
Thank you, Yaya.
You're welcome.
Yay, thank you. This has been phenomenal. This concludes our Q&A for today, and I will say this. Yay, I'll let you have the closing words. But to all of you, thank you for being so amazing and for being here again for week 2. Please go ahead and shout out Yay. Give her a loving shout out and let us know what the Spirit of Jambalaya Work Series is meaning to you in your life. What is your great grand takeaway from week 1 and week 2? If you will post that in the secret Facebook group, that would inspire and continue to create and stimulate some dynamic conversation among us all. And then go ahead and share your love on Yaya Tisha's public figure page on Facebook. So just shout her out, show your love and appreciation, and let the world know and let your fellow participants know what you're gaining from it all. Thank you for being here. Yaya, it's up to you.
Okay, well, since I opened with a leg by, I'm going to close with a leg by and give praise and thanks to Elegba and Mercury and Janice and Coco Pele and all the tricksters of all of our traditions for allowing us to be able to hear the voice of the universe, for allowing us to overcome technological difficulties and to be able to hear each other, and especially for allowing me to be able to penetrate time, space, and distance to tune into the things that people really are experiencing. This is the Jambalaya Spirit Works class series. We give praise and thanks to Elegba, to connecting us all around the globe, connecting us to our ancestors, connecting us to the forces of nature,
connecting us to each other. Ago Elegba, Ago. Good night, everybody.